Shabbat Shalom. This is going to be very brief. Just want to ask you to join me in prayer for Israel. Could be nothing, could be something that passes over, but also it seems like some are asking really for urgent prayer because it could be a critical time, and it could be a time where Iran could potentially directly be planning to strike Israel. So I'm going to ask you to join me in prayer for Israel at this time, if you're seeing it now or if you see it later. On this Shabbat, as we approach Shabbat, although it's already actually about that time in Israel right now. So, but you know, the U.S. Department in Israel, the embassy has in Israel rather, has actually told citizens of Israel, you know, workers in Israel, the government officials, not to travel, and their families. Israelis are, you know, buying generators in preparation for what might happen in the event that electricity stops. Netanyahu has, you know, has called for his war cabinet to convene, and Iran is making threats. You know, of course, we don't want to see citizens, our people in Israel hurt. We don't want to see Iranians hurt either. The people of Iran, there's great revival going on in Iran. So we pray, Lord, for the people of Israel. We pray for the innocent in all areas, Lord, that there will not be civilians hurt in any case. Also in Iran, Lord, where there's revival going on and many are coming to faith in Yeshua and our believers. We pray for the protection, Lord, of your people. You are the Shomer Yisrael, the keeper of Israel, Lord. You neither slumber nor sleep in Psalm 121, verse 4, Lord. So we pray you would protect. And as one just wrote me and said, it feels like the calm before the storm right now. We pray for those that are in preparation for what could happen. We pray there won't be, you know, this strike. We pray you will, that our government will support and continue to support Israel, Lord, in every way, and stand behind them, and that they will take that seriously on the adversary's end, Iran's end. And we pray this prayer for the soldiers of Israel's defense, IDF. He who blessed our forefathers, Avraham, Yitzchak, the Yaakov, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, may he bless the fighters of the IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces, who stand guard over our land and the cities of our God, from the border of the Lebanon to the desert of Egypt, and from the great sea unto the approach of the Arava. Lord, whether this attack comes from the south or from the north, they don't know. So we pray on the land, in the air, and on the sea, may the Almighty cause the enemies who rise up against us to be struck down before them. May the Holy One, blessed be He, preserve and rescue our fighters from every trouble and distress and from every plague and illness, and may He send blessing and success in their every endeavor. May He lead our enemies under our soldiers' sway, and may He grant them salvation and crown them with victory, Netzach, victory, Lord. And may there be fulfilled for them the verse, for it is the Lord your God who goes with you to battle our enemies, your enemies, for you, to save you. Now let us say, Amen, Amen. So we pray that, Lord, that may it be so. And yes, salvation, Lord, may our people depend upon you, look to you. May they find you as their salvation. May they look to you, Lord. We know so many are, Lord, and may you reveal yourself and your Son to our people and to all those, Lord, in harm's way, in Yeshua's name. Have a Shabbat Shalom. We hope to see you tomorrow. We plan to have a service, a great service. So we'll see you at Kol Dudi tomorrow for Shabbat service. And we will be praying, of course, for this and updating you there. Shalom.